John chapter 8, verse 46. Again, familiar passage to most of us. As we think about Jesus Christ being the light of the world, the baby born in the manger was to come and bear the light. In fact, John says, and there in John chapter 1, that John the Baptist was not the light. He was simply there to prepare for the light. That light was Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ lights every man that cometh in the world. In John chapter 12, verse 46. John chapter 12. I said 8, didn't I? John chapter 12, verse 46. There's also John 8, 12. They're close to the same verse. John 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Today we live in a dark world. And Jesus says, I am the light of the world. In John 8, verse 12, he says, Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. By the way, Jesus said, I am the light. I am the life of light. And Jesus came to give life. We think about, again, the world being in darkness. I think about light. I go back to Mount Sinai when Moses was told that God dwelt on the mountain. And when Moses went up on top of Mount Sinai there, he saw a bush on fire. But the bush did not burn. But it was on fire, but it didn't burn. And as we move forward in time, we see Moses going back to Egypt and there leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. God brought them out with a great strong arm, and he carried them on eagle's wings, and God did a great miracle for the children of Israel. But as they wandered in the wilderness, and as they came out of Egypt, he led them by a fire by night and a cloud by day. We think about, again, that fire that he led them with. When they came to Mount Sinai again, Moses went up on top of Mount Sinai, and there he met with God. And we know that when Moses came down, especially the second time, his face shone from there having communed with God. The children of Israel did not enter the Canaan land. They did not enter the promised land, but wandered in the desert for 40 years. We say they wandered, but they really didn't wander. They were led by the cloud by day and the fire by night. When they would set up the tabernacle, this fire would come down upon the tabernacle, and there it would dwell in between the cherubs on top of the mercy seat there at the Ark of the Covenant. So if you could kind of get in your mind, here's the tabernacle set up. Inside the tabernacle is surrounded by a big wall, not a wall, but curtain wall. And the inside's the actual tabernacle. There's one room called the Holy, and there's one room called the Holy of Holies. Inside the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant. And on top of the Ark of the Covenant was the mercy seat. And on the mercy seat, two cherubs whose wings faced each other. And in between those wings, the Bible says that the glory of God shone there, the Shekinah glory. That fire would come down and it would rest there inside the Holy of Holies, there on top of the mercy seat. It's an amazing, amazing thing. God's physical presence, if you would, with the children of Israel. And so God did that for 40 years. When the children of Israel got into the promised land, that same Shekinah glory dwelt there between the cherubs. And God continued to work amongst Israel. And when they finally did build a temple, and we know that Solomon built the temple, the Bible says the glory of God came down and filled the house. The same glory came down and filled the house. In fact, so much so that the priests could not enter the house. And that Shekinah glory dwelt there again in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, there on top of the mercy seat, that Shekinah glory, that light, that fire. We know that in Ezekiel chapter 8, the children of Israel had become very wicked. They began to worship other gods, and just so much so that God said to Ezekiel, hey, let me pull back the curtain of the tabernacle and let me show you, of the temple, let me show you what they're doing. And so God allowed Ezekiel to peer into the place where the priests were working, and in there the priests were worshiping creatures. They were worshiping bugs and creatures and crawly things. And outside there in the outer court of the tabernacle, the people were worshiping the sun. S-U-N, not S-O-N. And they were worshiping Tammuz, a Babylonian god of the harvest. And it was just an atrocity, just a wicked wickedness of the children of Israel, and God said he would judge them. And so in that process, that Shekinah glory that was dwelt between the cherubs came out in chapter 9, verses 3 through 4. It came out of the Holy of Holies and dwelt there right in front of the temple. Right there at the threshold, right there at the front doors, if you would. And then in chapters 10, verses 18 and 19, it goes and it actually sets on the eastern gate, or right there by the eastern gate of the city of Jerusalem. And then after that, it left the city of Jerusalem and went into the mountains there east of Jerusalem, gone. God's, if you would, his physical presence with the children of Israel, gone. The Shekinah glory, the light, had left Jerusalem. I love, as we pick up in Matthew chapter 2, it says that now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You say, preacher, we don't know what that was. Well, I kind of have an idea what it was. The Shekinah glory was returning.
Amen.
They'd seen the star. The star means a point of light. A point of light. And there the point of light had come back. You say, well, how do you know this was something other than a terrestrial body? That it wasn't a big, planet out there. Well, because it'd be kind of hard to do, because verse 8 is kind of a tough one if you believe that. It says, and he sent them to Bethlehem. Talking about Herod sent the wise man to Bethlehem. Go search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard it, the king, they departed. And lo, listen to this. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them.
Amen.
Went before them. It went with them. And stood over where the child was.
Amen.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? That Shekinah glory. So, preacher, you can't be dogmatic. I understand that. But the verse tends to lend towards this understanding and description. The Shekinah glory that had left because of Israel's wickedness, because of their idolatry, now is returned. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He came as a light. He said in John 9, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. He said in John 12, he said, and then Jesus said to them, yet a little while, the light is with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. Understand tonight that Christ is the light of the world. That he is that light. And that light is a glorious light. And what a light that he is. In fact, so much so that the eyes cannot behold it. In fact, when Moses said, Lord, show me your glory, God said, I can't. But he allowed Moses to see his hinder parts as he walked by. It's an amazing, amazing thought. We also know that not only is it a glorious light, but it's a general light in that one sun serves the entire world, and so does Jesus Christ serve the entire world. He came and died and was buried and rose again that all may have light. That all may have light. And I'm thankful, that the sun is free. That you don't have to go pay to have the sun shine during the day. And neither is the Son of Christ cost anything, but he's free.
Amen.
The light is free. Salvation is free. I'm glad salvation's free. I'm glad it's free. You don't have to earn it. You certainly can't attain it. It's by grace through faith, and that not of yourself.
Amen.
It is a free light. It costs nothing. And then lastly, it's a necessary light. We have to have the sun to have life on earth. Jesus said, you must be born again.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight, you must be born again. If you've never received the light, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you must have eternal life.
Amen.
You must have Jesus as Savior. I hope that you get that settled tonight. Hope you get that settled tonight. So much more we could cover. The Bible speaks so much about that Christ came to give light to those who walk in darkness. He says that we once walked in darkness, but but are now children of the light. Over and over again, you see this theme throughout the Bible. Throughout the Bible. I think about Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Walk as children of the light. So the last of the message is simple. We cover it every year. And that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Then he says, Matthew 5:14, he says, "Ye are the light of the world." Right? Again, he's the sun, the S-U-N. We're the moon. We're to reflect the sun. We're to be reflectors of the light. We're to share the light with those around us. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We think about the little song that the children sing. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Right? "Hide it under a bushel." "No!" You know, we yell it out. Try to do it as loud as we can. "I'm going to let it shine." Right? We need to let our light shine. That those around us, it might be a testimony to them, that they may see our good works and glorify who? Not us, but glorify our God, which is in heaven. We need to walk as children of the light. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." We ought to be that light. I think about the song, "There's a call come ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light," right? "Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore." We need to be a light. We need to be a light. We have a short video we're going to show, and then we'll finish up.